Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Yes, I am Pete Schwabba, the host of Nightlight, broadcasting statewide on this Friday night in our lovely state of Wisconsin from the City Deck Landing Studios in Green Bay. Great to have you with me on a Friday night as we wind down January with a very rain. This is, Conrad, this is like a October rain.
Yeah, it's weird.
Crazy, but you know what? I'll take it. I don't mind. I know there's like, I have a lot of friends that are snowmobilers and ice fishermen and fisherwomen, and they just, they are having a rough time right now. So I feel a little bad about that, but I don't know. I don't like the cold much myself, so I'll take it. And I've decided that, you know what, folks? I've decided today, that our devices are too smart. They know way too much. They know what we want to do next. Have you ever done this? This drives me crazy. Today I'm preparing the show and I got multiple windows open. I'm trying to stay in the zone. I'm clicking on this window. I'm clicking on that window. I'm trying to pull this link and download this picture and all kinds of stuff. About three or four times today, I don't know why, my texts were going crazy. And I go up to click another box or another window to open, and right as a text comes up. So it opens my texts or my Facebook messages and immediately tells that person I've read it. And now you're stuck. It's like, okay, they know I read it. I might as well respond. Send it again. Same thing. Boom. Another Facebook message. Now I got to respond to that. I almost don't like that they tell you. Why do they have to do that? Why do they have to show us that the message was seen? Because it's not like I'm blowing people off. You know, you want to sort of compartmentalize or sort of prioritize whatever it is you're doing. But yeah, it gets me a lot. And it's like my computer knows. It's like my computer knows, you know what? Pete's making good progress. He's really working hard. I'm going to mess him up. And then I click on, that's all he did today. So I don't know. If Conrad, have you had that experience? Am I on an island here or what?
I mean, yeah. You're not on an island.
It's like accidental correspondence. And then you get roped into a conversation on Facebook. The other thing I realized about myself today, I have a favorite seltzer water. And it's kind of strange because 23-year-old Pete would be really annoyed with my current Pete. Favorite seltzer. That's how lame my life has gotten as I get older. I used to have like a favorite beer, favorite whiskey, favorite food. No. Now I have a favorite seltzer. And it's blackberry cucumber. That should have been our question tonight, Conrad. What is your favorite seltzer water? Do you have a favorite seltzer water? You're a young guy.
Yeah, I like the LaCroix mango. That one's pretty good.
That's good stuff. Have you ever had San Pellegrino?
Yeah, I have. I don't like it.
Really?
I really only like LaCroix for seltzer water.
No kidding. Wow. Well, your palate will get more distinctive as you get older, more sophisticated if you will, when it comes to the seltzer waters. I do like San Pellegrino because the bubbles are smaller. It's not like you're they don't go down violently down your esophagus. It's a nice, smooth bubble experience. That's what I'm looking for from a seltzer. All right, not only now do I have a favorite seltzer, now I've spent 2 minutes talking about seltzer. That's even weirder. Okay. All right, Pete likes seltzer. So I got a lot of fun things planned for us tonight. Glad you're with me. My guests tonight are Terry Barr, Civic Media host Terry Barr. She's so fun to talk to, and Terry and I have talked quite a few Fridays over the last couple months, I would say, since I've been on. So I'm looking forward to talking to Terry in a few minutes. She'll be along. And then Rob Thomas from the Capital Times stops by to talk movies and TV. And nobody, Almost nobody talks movies and TV as well as Rob Thomas. And then I've got a special treat for later in the show. So you have to stay up, folks. You have to stay with us. We're going to talk about axe throwing. It's now a thing, like darts or bowling, axe throwing. So it's a lot of fun. Maybe, you know what we should do? We should have axe throwers in the studio.
What are they going to throw at? Or they got to bring their own targets, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know what the targets are. It could be people for all I know. So today, on this day, in show business, this is a very special day. One of my favorite actors was born, Paul Newman. And Paul Newman, you know, he's made so many films, and I'm a huge fan. I haven't even seen all of his movies. That's how prolific he was as an actor. And a pretty normal guy, from what I understand. There was a guy that I used to know who, well, I still know him. I haven't talked to him in years, but he was an actor. And Paul Newman took this guy under his wing, had him stay at his house because he was playing Paul Newman in a play that Paul Newman was directing. I can't remember the name of it. And he used to tell me the story about how Paul Newman was so cool. He taught me how to make dirty eggs. And that was his Paul Newman story that I'm conveying because I don't have a Paul Newman story. I wish I did. Conrad, do you know what dirty eggs are?
I have no idea.
It's when you cook the eggs in the bacon grease.
Oh, okay.
So it gives them that little, doesn't that sound delicious?
It does.
Yeah. We should go out for dirty eggs after the show. So tonight I've pulled a couple clips of Paul Newman in the movie The Sting. This is one of my all-time favorite movies. It's a masterpiece. It won several Oscars. It's from the early 70s. I didn't find it till about 20 years ago. That's a great thing. You can always find a good movie. But pretty much in The Sting, Paul Newman is a con man. And one of his con man friends was killed, Luther. So he goes after the mob syndicate that took out his friend and fellow con man. Robert Shaw plays Doyle Lonergan, the New York gangster, on his way to Chicago to sort this out. And Paul Newman and his friends decide they're going to con the biggest mob boss in America. So Paul Newman boards a train, and he's going to kind of rope Doyle Lonergan in and try to get him to Chicago where they can steal even more money for him as payback for the death of their friend. So this is Paul Newman trying to get under the skin of Robert Shaw, doing it very well. There are about five people at the poker table. Two or three of them are just regular dudes. Doyle Lonergan is there, played by Robert Shaw. Paul Newman comes in late and does everything he can to get under Robert Shaw's skin. Let's play the first clip, Conrad.
Three tens.
Tough luck, Ron, and.
But that's what you get for playing with your head up your. A couple more like that, we can all go to bed early.
Name's Lonergan. Doyle Lonergan. You're gonna remember that, Mr. Shaw. You're gonna get yourself another game. You follow?
So great. Robert Shaw with that Irish brogue. Just phenomenal. Okay, so the game continues. And Paul Newman is just getting under everybody's skin. Like, that's his goal. Robert Redford is waiting for him in their train car, and he has a job to do later. But for now, Paul Newman has to get everybody else out of the game so that it's just him and Doyle Lonergan, who he called Linneman earlier, just to tick him off. So let's play the second clip, Conrad.
All red, queen high. Well, it finishes me. Don't worry about it, pal.
They wouldn't let you in here if you weren't a chump. Lombard will be joining you in a couple of minutes.
Now look here, Shaw.
I've had enough of this game and quite enough of this company.
The look on Robert Shaw's face throughout that whole scene, like he just wants to tear Paul Newman's head off, is so priceless. He was such a phenomenal actor. Some of you might remember him from Jaws. Robert Shaw was in Jaws. He played Captain Queeg, I think was his name in Jaws. And he gets chomped by the Jaws shark and cut in half. He's a phenomenal actor. And this is the scene where he thinks he's better at cheating at cards than Paul Newman, but Paul Newman literally has cards up his sleeve and surprises him when they drop their hands. Go ahead, Conrad.
I'll call.
4 9s. 4 jacks. You owe me 15 grand, pal.
Must have left my wallet in my room.
Don't hand me any of that crap.
When you come to a game like this, you bring your money. How do I know you won't take a powder?
No.
All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send a boy around to your room in 5 minutes. You better have the money or it's going to be all around Chicago that you're welched. You won't be able to get a game of jacks. Cash me in for the rest of these problems.
That's Paul Newman. Such a great actor. And a great scene, great movie. If you haven't seen it, the boy, he says, I'll send a boy around to your room, is Robert Redford. And then Robert Redford whittles his way into Doyle Lonergan's inner circle. They bring him in and they run this big con. And it is like one cool scene after another. And the acting is phenomenal in the film. That is my suggestion tonight on Paul Newman's birthday. Find The Sting and check it out. You won't be disappointed. It's long. It's about 2.5 hours. Although by current standards, that's not really that long. But worth every second of the film. Conrad, did you know that they're remaking Roadhouse?
I did. I saw the trailer yesterday, actually. It looks interesting.
Did you see the original?
I have never seen the original, no, actually.
Okay. It's also Eddie Van Halen's birthday today. No. Is it Eddie Van Halen? I wrote it down. I can't remember. Yeah, Eddie Van Halen. He passed away a few years ago. Are you a Van Halen fan?
Yeah, I like a few of their songs for sure.
It's so funny. Like, I remember guys in my old neighborhood almost come to blows over who was a better guitarist. And it was like Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin or Eddie Van Halen. And I couldn't even keep up. Like, and how do these regular dudes know who's a better guitarist? Like, none of them played guitar. They just had a favorite guy, but they would almost come to fisticuffs arguing over who was a better guitarist. So, by the way, our question tonight, what is your favorite winter film? Let us know. Text us and let us know what your favorite winter film is. Our new and improved phone number is 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let us know what your favorite winter film is. I'm just going to tell you mine right now is Groundhog Day, and that's coming up. I love that movie. Let us know what you thought about the film The Sting, if you saw it, and you can always chime in on anything we are talking about on the show in just a few minutes. Terry Barr, wonderful Civic Media host, joins me here on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Friday Night Light. It's the Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights here at Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. Got some texts already from the 414 with you. And that is about Paul Newman, because there's another text from the same texter. Paul Newman had swagger. That he did. But you know what? He had like a cool swagger. He wasn't like trying. That's what was so great about Paul Newman. It was just there. He had that quality that you can't really coach or teach or fake. He just had it. Now, it helps that he was a really good-looking guy, but he was just cool. And all of Cool Hand Luke, he announces to all the other prisoners, I bet I can eat 50 eggs. Great scene. I mean, the guy just, yeah, he was cool. And part of it, I think, was he had a really normal life. He was married to an actress, Joanne Woodward, who was also very well-known. By all accounts, they lived a, you know, fairly normal life, whatever that means. But probably also helped there were no tabloids then either. So I agree. He had swagger. And also from the 414, same texture. Oh, yes. Eggs in bacon grease. Tough on the arteries, but so good. Yeah, I never even tried that. Let's bring Terry Barr in. Is she here, Conrad?
I can call her up right now.
Oh, yeah. I thought we had her coming in at 8:20. I want to ask Terry if she's had dirty eggs, because they are delicious. And I had no idea what they were until I heard that story about Paul Newman. Then I thought, okay. And I don't eat eggs enough. It is tough in the arteries, but I don't eat them enough where it's really like would probably be an issue. But anyway, yeah, good stuff. And then another friend of mine said favorite winter movie, Christmas Vacation. Okay, that is, you can put a Christmas film if you want. That's fine. I guess I was thinking like Fargo. It's just a lot of great winter movies. So mine, as I said, is Groundhog Day. Love the film. Can't wait to watch it. Groundhog Day is coming up. Maybe we'll do a Groundhog Day special. There aren't many movies made about Groundhog Day. So we'll get into that too. But that is our question of the night. What is your favorite winter movie? We're kind of in the dead of winter here, although it doesn't feel like it in the state of Wisconsin at the moment. But what is your favorite winter movie? Text us and let us know. And I got to tell you again, because we have this new number, this new and improved number, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. And you can also text us on the Civic Media app. It's so easy. You go there, you click on any of the stations because we're on statewide. The show will come up, and then there's a little text icon. It's a piece of cake. So we always love to hear from you throughout the show, regardless of what we're talking about. So joining me now is a very talented fellow Civic Media host. I love when she stops by the show. Terry Barr. Terry's with us. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm well. This is the question that I'm... have you ever had dirty eggs?
Wait, what?
Have you,
okay, you got me with this one.
First, dirty. I should say, have you ever heard of dirty eggs? And it doesn't sound like you have.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I think I'm going to learn something new. Tell me.
You're going to learn something new and something delicious, I think. Dirty eggs are when you cook eggs in bacon grease.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I have had that, but I didn't know. Didn't know there was a name for it.
I didn't either. About 20 years ago, a friend of mine told me about it, and I was like, wow, that sounds really good. So... That was apparently Paul Newman. It's his birthday today, and that's what we were talking about. That's apparently Paul Newman's favorite breakfast was dirty eggs.
What?
And doesn't that sound like Paul Newman? I mean, just such a cool dude. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And it's a cool name, Dirty Eggs. Like,
It is. Oh, boy. Guess what I'm going to be looking for this weekend?
I know what Terry Bell will be having tomorrow for breakfast.
Oh my goodness.
It's great to have you with me again, Terry. I love our Friday nights. Do you have a favorite winter movie?
You know, a lot of old movies are my favorite winter movies. You know, it's one of those where you're scrolling through on TV and you run across like Anchorman or, you know, all those older movies that you've seen 100 times, but you can still always watch it again. And you know the lines and you love to recite the lines. And that I know is not a winter type of movie, but to me, that's more of like a couch potato type of movie.
You know what, though? That totally works. Like, it's kind of a vague thing, winter movie. I was thinking films that are shot or set in winter, but it could be films that you just love to watch when you're holed up or have cabin fever or whatever. Like, just, you know.
Absolutely.
So that totally works. I totally get
that. Okay. Oh, thanks. Well, what's your favorite winter movie?
Groundhog Day.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And I'm taking the Christmas movies off the table, although people are welcome to chime in with those, too. Those are all great. Uh-huh. And I love, like, It's a Wonderful Life, but I'm thinking more like those are obvious ones. So I'm looking for that one like Fargo or Simple Plan or Groundhog Day.
Oh, those are also good.
Totally. But Groundhog Day is more of a feel good, you know, Bill Murray, Andy McDowell. It's just such a great movie. So have you seen it?
Oh, many times. Again, that's one of those, you've seen it enough, and then when you're scrolling through and you see it's on, it doesn't matter what part of the movie it is, you just stop and watch the rest of it.
Absolutely. I love those movies. We did a segment on that once, and I'll probably make it a regular thing. What's the film you can't not watch when it's on? You know,
right.
I agree with you. That is totally one of them. So,
absolutely.
Hey, so before we get into some fun cheese talk, which I'm thrilled you're going to be part of. Yeah, and I want to give you a quiz, too. Conrad and I took this about a week ago, but it's called How Wisconsin Are You? And I know you're very Wisconsin, so I want to give you that, too, if we can squeeze that in. But tell us about what you have on tap this weekend for Max Inc.
Oh, my goodness. We have a stack show once again.
Of course.
There is a fairly new organization called Create Wisconsin, And it turns out Wisconsin is one of the states that gets the least amount of funding for the arts programs across the entire state.
What?
So this is a group that is out there trying to get attention and alert. And it just goes to anything related to any of the arts in our schools, you know, trying to make opportunities, especially for kids that need like this. So we have the director is going to be on the show to tell us more about it and how people can get involved and try to support it. And then we have this amazing musician that is going to join us live. It's a concert from 9 to 10. And she's originally from Wisconsin, moved to Hawaii.
Oh, man.
And now she has moved back to Wisconsin. Now, that'll be my first question. Why?
She missed the winter.
I know. But Miss Megan is going to be on, and she puts her music kind of in a bizarre sort of framework where it's Americana, but yet it's Hawaiian with a taste of Wisconsin. I can't wait to share her and her music and her stories with everybody tomorrow night.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Such a great show you got there. I want you to elaborate a little bit when we come back about Create Wisconsin. That sounds really cool. And we can help get the word out there if there's a website. But Terry Barr is with me. And when we come back, Cheese Talk, you're not going to want to miss this with Terry Barr. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And it's a... everywhere, as she told me, it can break your heart and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late.
Welcome back. Tonight's question is, what is your favorite winter movie? Rico from the 608 says, The Shining. Love me some Jack. Yeah, that's a hard one to argue with. If you want to be freaked out, that was such a phenomenal movie. That's one of my all-time favorite movies, not just a winter movie, but that's a great one. But even now, it stays with me when I see it. And I should be past the nightmares and, you know, that kind of stuff, but it stays with me. And then from the 262, Simple Plan was great. So there you go. Terry Barr is with us. She's a civic media host as well, one of the hosts of Max Inc., which you can catch tomorrow night. Tell us a little more, Terry. What time, 6 p.m. is it?
Yeah, we're live at 6 p.m., and we just get crazy with new music. We highlight a lot of local artists, local businesses. And then from 9 to 10, we call this our concert time, where we actually have a Wisconsin-based musician come in and put on a concert, answer all of our silly questions, and have just a wonderful time. And then Jimmy K takes you out till midnight, and he gets a lot heavier from 10 to midnight.
Oh, nice.
And when you hear all this music, you just feel so, joyful knowing that live music is alive and well in Wisconsin, but then realizing, wow, are we lucky? We have so much talent in this state.
You know what's so cool too, Terry, is like when I was a kid, I got an AM radio and I remember listening to WLS in Chicago. And I thought, this is what I thought happened. I thought the DJ would introduce the song and he would like point and that band would play. Like that's how limited my knowledge of radio was when I was like, you know, seven years old. And, but I love the idea. As I got older, I realized, oh, that does kind of happen. Sometimes there are live performances.
Sometimes.
I think the best thing about your show is that it's live and you actually have musicians there. It's so cool.
We really do. We have had as big of a 10-piece band now since we moved to the new location, the global headquarters, as we say.
Yeah.
on State Street in Madison. It's large. We, you know, if people want to come and be part of the live show, they are welcome to join us. And we just really call it a concert every Saturday night live. And then it replays on Sunday night at the exact same time.
You know what I think would be really cool? And maybe you guys already do this. Like, you're right there on State Street. Yeah, you're right there on State Street and Dayton. And in the summer when the weather's nice, maybe open the windows and let people hear like what's going on at Civic Media. Is that something or is that weird or rude for the neighbors or what?
I think it'd be really cool. I don't think so at all. And I'm sure the bands would love it.
Yeah.
We've done the opposite where we've had street musicians and I've run out with my phone to interview them share a little bit of their music during our live show. But I like the opposite of what you're saying. Open the windows and let everybody hear what's happening in that building.
Yeah. It's a big party, which is what your show is, really. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, we're pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. So I hope everyone tunes in tomorrow night to hear Terry. Okay, so you were the first person I thought of, Terry.
Why?
I think, Conrad, who gave us this? Was it you or Todd? How Wisconsin are you quiz?
Well, actually, I just looked up Top Cheeses. And that was the first link that came up. So,
okay, all right. So we're gonna get
thanks,
to
Conrad.
We are gonna get to the top cheeses, but I want to do this too because you are a tried and true Wisconsinite. You love your state, and not that the rest of us don't, but you've been here pretty much your whole life, right?
Yeah, moved away for a good time. Job opportunities, you know, we all do. But the opportunity to come back happened. And so we chose to come back.
Yeah. And okay. And you do these, I think probably just because of the features you do for Civic Media, I think, she loves Wisconsin because you do these awesome things about cheeseburgers and ice cream sundaes. And we'll talk about that too. But okay. So here's the quiz. And I think Rico, who just texted in The Shining before, won. Didn't he, Conrad? Didn't he have like 23 out of this or something?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. So Rico, supposedly. Oh my. One of our listeners is the most Wisconsin of any of us to this point.
All right.
So here we go. There's about 25 questions. No pressure. Okay. Been to a fish fry? Yes. Have you been to a fish fry?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. I'm going to mark that.
You were going to ask something else with that.
That's it.
Yes, of course. A fish fry. Absolutely. Right.
It's very simple. I'll keep score for you. So
visited
Lambeau Field.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many times.
Eaten a Culver's Butterburger?
Yes.
Okay. Pumped.
Oh no.
Pumped gas at a Quick Trip.
Yes.
Okay. Boiled brats in beer.
Absolutely every time.
Kind of a silly question, isn't it? Okay.
Because it's fun. I like it.
Hunted deer.
My family does. I do not. Okay. So I don't know if I get a half a point.
I'll tell you what, if it comes down to you and Rico being tied, I will give you a half a point.
Oh, Rico, you better look out.
He's already fixing his scores. Owned a snowblower.
Yes.
Okay. Drank a spotted cow.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Eaten squeaky cheese curds.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Conrad loves squeaky cheese curds too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He eats
best, Conrad.
He eats them by the curdful. Okay. Okay. Went on vacation, quote, up north, end quote. I don't know exactly what that means, but I think anything north of, like, probably Mauston? I don't know.
I think they decided, like, the governor on a recent interview, I heard him say he feels up north starts at Wausau.
Okay. That makes sense. Anywhere
the governor. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's the governor.
Yes, I can say yes.
Okay. Perfect. Saw a concert at Summerfest.
Yes.
Yes. Who am I talking to here? Of course you have. Tailgated at Miller Park.
Yes.
Yes. You know what? I said no on that because when I was a kid, we used to drive up to see my grandparents and it was County Stadium. But I have tailgated, but not officially at Miller Park. So I would probably take a half a point for that too.
Well, and you know what's funny? I've tailgated at County Stadium, at Miller Park, and now at the what they call American Family Field. So I've done all of it.
Oh, well done. Okay. Maybe you get a half a point for that, too. We'll see. We'll see how this ends up. hated This question's kind of weird. I apologize in advance. Hated potholes with a passion.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And this one, I don't know why it's on here, but how much money do you make a year, Terry? No, I'm just joking.
What? Okay.
That's not part of the news. Watched Making a Murderer.
Ooh, no.
No, okay.
I was still in news when that entire case happened.
Okay.
And the photographer involved, I mean, this is like a long story, but the photographer involved took my best friend's wedding photos. So I have some weird correlations with it, but I've not watched the actual series, and I don't know if I can.
I appreciate your honesty. My guest is Terry Barr, civic media host of Mad Max Inc., which is on tomorrow night. You got to check it out, folks. It's a great show. Okay, so we have, all right, where were we? Okay, eating cherries in Door County.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. Ridden on a Harley.
Yes.
Okay. Been to the state fair.
Yes.
Hated driving in Illinois.
Ooh, that's a good one. And I would have to say yes.
Yeah, same. I'm just saying. I don't like driving anywhere but Illinois. The tolls drive me crazy. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And I feel like we drive fast, but they drive faster.
You know what? I agree with that historically, but boy, I have noticed where we are in Northeast Wisconsin, a lot of crazy drivers lately. And I don't think it used to be like this.
2020, people are mad.
What, COVID or what? Just the election?
Yeah, they take it out when they drive, and I don't think that's stopped since then.
Gosh, that's healthy. All right. Hated driving in Illinois. Got you down for a yes. Worn a Packers jersey to church.
Oh, I think I did when I was a kid, yes.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Gone tubing during summer.
Yes.
Okay. Drank from a bubbler.
You mean a water fountain thingy? Right. Yes.
All right. You are jamming. Known a youper.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Of course.
My longtime co-anchor in Green Bay was a youper.
Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Jay Johnson, for anyone who may remember.
Wow, I remember that name. John Mino is a youper, co-host of the morning show. Here,
I worked with John also.
Yeah, big time youper. A proud youper, too, I will say.
Yes, and I hear they're going to do some youper games next week.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so swam in the Wisconsin Dells.
No. I'm not a good swimmer, so no, I would have to say.
Have you doggy paddled in the Wisconsin Dells, Terry?
Barely, no.
Okay. You have not been in water in the Wisconsin Dells?
No.
Okay.
I've had water on me in the Wisconsin Dells because of the ducks rides, but...
Oh, man. I'd love to help you.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Okay. I know. I'm pushing it there.
All right. Owned camo clothing.
Oh, I think I do. Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was very fashionable, though.
Yeah, I think it is kind of, right? I mean, there's tons of people that don't hunt that still wear camo clothes.
Thank you.
Worn a snowsuit on Halloween.
Yes.
Really? Nice.
For trick-or-treating when it was snowing. Yes, I remember.
All right. This last question is a little strange. It says, said you don't have an accent. I don't, that's just a strangely worded, but it says you don't have an accent, or said you don't have an accent to someone, I guess.
I would have to say yes.
Okay.
And you know, until you go through all your voice lessons and all of that and you get rid of it.
Okay. All right. Well, that concludes the quiz. Conrad, do you have some victory music ready?
That half a point.
Whatever you can pull.
That half a point, I think, did put her over top, right?
All right. Cue the music. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new How Wisconsin Are You Champ, and her name is Terry Bell.
Is that okay? Oh, my gosh.
It's fantastic.
Rico,
you got 24.
I'm sorry.
Rico had a good run. Listen, he held the title for, a week?
Yeah.
You got that music, Conrad?
I got a crowd cheering. I'll do it.
Whatever. It's a happy time. It's Terry Bell. There we go. Terry, our studio audience loves it. You are the new How Wisconsin Are You Champ. Terry Bell from Civic Media. It's an inside job. Rico, I'm sure.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Okay, so let me ask you this too, and then we'll talk about cheese. You do these great features for Civic Media. Where do you get the information, and what has been your favorite one to do?
Probably, and Conrad, this one's for you, the cheese curds. That has been one of my favorites because I interviewed a woman with the dairy farmers of Wisconsin who was able to actually explain how the cheese squeaks. And it all has something to do with the enzymes on your teeth when you're eating the cheese. What? And I just found that so fascinating. It was just a really fun little did you know kind of piece about Wisconsin. And that's what I look for. I've done these in other places I've worked, not exactly, you know, like the slice of Wisconsin, but in Green Bay, when I worked at Fox 11, we did a spirit of Wisconsin where we highlighted people. And you just kind of hope that these stories come about naturally, like somebody tells you about someone or something, or you just learn about, oh my goodness, there's a park that is nothing but cement in Wisconsin. Yeah. And no one else has that. You know, so these are just really, I enjoy the research and then having the opportunity to talk to people involved in any of these stories.
Well, keep up the great work. You're great at it. When we come back, coming up next, finally, it's Cheese Talk. And Terry has a queen. She was a queen at one point. I've never actually talked to a queen, so I'm excited about that, too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep. He can't hang around.
That is some good Friday night music. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. Broadcasting all over the great state of Wisconsin. Got some more texts here from the 608. Carla from Baraboo. Conrad's aunt is weighing in. Always love when Carla weighs in. Conrad's aunt Carla got all 25. Did she say that last time, Conrad?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she did. So I guess she's technically the champ. Although,
ooh.
I was not administering the test. So, Carla, I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just saying I don't believe you.
No, I was there. Joking. I was there.
You were there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Conrad's a voucher. As long as we got a voucher. Well, all right. So Terry, like a silver medal, that's nothing to, it's nothing to cry about, right? from the 818, favorite winter movie, Groundhog Day from Bridget. She and I have the same favorite winter movie. That's awesome. From the 414, Pete Love. Is that a movie? I'm not aware. That should be a movie. Someone should write a movie about me and call it Pete Love.
I got it.
You on it? Take a memo, Conrad. Let's get that out as soon as possible. Let's get that in theaters pronto. Thank you, 414. And then from the 608, Rico from Rock County probably is not very happy right now. He says, them damn youpers. Oh, that's right. That's the question he couldn't answer. He said, maybe I should blame the alcohol. We tied and I got a half a point for being drunk in Wisconsin. Well, it doesn't matter anyway because Conrad's Aunt Carla apparently is the new champ. So many great texts we get. Keep them coming, folks. Love it. What is your favorite winter movie? That's tonight's question. So let us know. I'm talking with Terry Barr, the host of Max Inc., which you can hear tomorrow night on Civic Media. It's a live show. It's great. Don't miss it. But Terry is not just a music aficionado. She's very Wisconsin, almost the best Wisconsinite. And she says she knows cheese. So tell us a little bit about your history. Terry, you said you were a Farm Bureau queen.
I was.
I've never talked to a queen before. Explain, what is that exactly?
Oh, you silly guy. I don't know why I got into this phase, but I think what I believe so strongly in is the dairy industry. And, you know, my dad was a longtime dairy farmer. I have brothers now that are in the industry. And, you know, my dad used to say, I don't think people understand where the food comes from. And that right. I took that to heart, especially when I moved away and lived in bigger cities where the kids never got to leave the city to actually see that food comes from somewhere other than just the grocery store. So that is a big thing. And yes, I was a Farm Bureau queen. And so I got to go around and talk about farming and dairy and all of that. And I was also fairest of the fair. And all of that kind of comes together, too, because I just love our state fair and our county fairs and everything that goes with it that is very Wisconsin. Yes.
Wow, that's a great answer. Did you get free curds?
Always.
Okay. Well, that's well, they should throw you something, right? I mean, you know, you're a queen and the fairest of the fair. And then it says you were also the Allison Dairyland runner-up. Talk about that. That's in Door County, right?
Pardon?
Is that a Door County thing?
No, it's a Wisconsin position that you actually apply for, and then you have to do all these different presentations and interviews. And if you actually are named Alice, you get to, for a year, work for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and go around and market what Wisconsin is all about as far as their agriculture products.
Wow, you've been busy. That's pretty cool. Those are three intimidating titles. If you send a resume out, people are like, whoa, Queen, Fairest of the Fair, and Alice in Dairyland. All right. So I guess what I'm getting at here is you are very qualified to talk about cheese.
I love cheese. I could eat cheese with everything.
Okay. So this is a list, Wisconsin's top 10 cheeses from Up North News.
Yeah.
I just found this. So I think I sent you a copy of this. Do you have it?
You did.
Okay. So what do you think about the list? Let's go through it. We got number 10, Gouda. 0.4% of all Wisconsin cheese is Gouda. Number nine, 0.6% is Gorgonzola. I love Gorgonzola.
Ooh.
Yeah. Swiss is number 8.8%. Munster, 2%. Hispanic, I don't know that cheese. Wisconsin produces 71 million pounds of queso fresco. Oh, okay. Crumbly and mild.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Queso blanco white cheese, which are key in Mexican cuisine. Sure. I've never heard that title, mm-hmm. though. Hispanic cheese. I didn't know that. Feta, 2.8%. That's number five.
Yum.
Yeah. American, 9.7%. That's number four. Thank you, grilled cheese.
Right.
Italian. Again, Italian cheese. Oh, okay. Parmesan Romano. They should just say what it is. Italian, 16.1%. Number two is cheddar, 19.5%. And number one, would you have guessed this, Terry?
What is it? I can't remember.
Mozzarella, 33.9%.
Oh.
Because of pizza?
I guess. Yeah. It's not my favorite if I was going to eat it alone, but pizza, yep.
I gotta say, I don't ever eat cheese. Like, there's a great scene in The Simpsons where Homer comes down in the middle of the night and eats 64 slices of American cheese. It's like the greatest scene ever. And he says at one point, he says, I think I'm blind. I don't even know what that means. Like, cheese can make you blind. So what's your favorite, Terry? What out of all we just said?
I actually really love Gouda.
Yeah, I do too. Smoked Gouda.
So good.
Yeah.
Conrad, you too?
Yeah, I think that's my favorite on this list.
All three of us with a Gouda, and it's only point. We're the 0.4% right here. The three people on this phone. Yeah. That's great. But I do like Gorgonzola too.
Yes.
Those would probably be my two. The least 9 and 10 are probably my two favorites. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I would have to agree with you. And then if you could add like little dill in some of these different types of cheese, just some of the little weird things that we can do with cheese.
Yeah, totally. You said eat it by yourself. I don't think I could eat cheese by itself, but I'd love it in like pasta, of course, obviously, or.
You don't actually ever take like a block of cheese and just slice it and just eat it?
I'm not saying I've never done it, but let's continue that conversation next time. Terry, thank you so much for tonight.
There's a story there, fun. I'm sure.
Tune in to Max Inc. tomorrow night with Terry Bell on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great weekend, Terry. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Coming up next, Rob Thomas. We'll talk Oscars, what movies Rob is watching. He always has great suggestions. So we'll talk to Rob about that next. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.